CD 5.
They found her in a cavern. It had sand on the floor, smooth and unmarked by anything except one set of footprints. Her hat had been placed neatly beside her. Her head rested on a rolled-up sack. She held a card in stiff hands. It read, "Go away." "That's not very helpful," said Magrat, and sat down with the baby across her lap. "After all this, too."
"Can't we wake her up?" said Agnes.
"That's dangerous," said Nanny Og. "Trying to call her back when she ain't ready to come. Tricky."
"Well, can we at least take her out of here?"
"She won't bend around corners, but maybe we could use her as a bridge," said Nanny.
"No. She came here for a reason."
She pulled the sack out from under Granny's head, which didn't move, and opened it. "Wrinkly apple, bottle of water, and a cheese sandwich you could bend horseshoes round," she said, "and her old box." She set it down on the floor between them.
"What is in there?" said Agnes.
"Oh, keepsakes. Memorora Billy Lilia, like I said, that sort of thing," said Nanny. "She always says it's full of things she's got no further use for." She drummed her fingers on the box as if accompanying a thought on the piano, and then picked it up.
"Should you do that?" said Agnes.
"No," said Nanny. She lifted out a bundle of papers tied with ribbon and put them on one side. They all saw the light shining up from underneath. Nanny reached in and took out a small glass medicine bottle, tightly corked, and held it up. A little glow inside was quite bright in the gloom of the cave.
"Seen this bottle before," said Nanny. "She's got all kinds of odds and ends in here.
Never noticed it glowing, though."
Agnes took the bottle. Inside, there was what looked like a piece of fern, or... no, it was a feather, quite black except for the very tip, which was as yellow and bright as a candle flame.
"Do you know what it is?"
"No. She's always picking up stuff. She's had the bottle a long time, because I've seen it in there."
"I thought I'd pick it up."
Magrat removed a safety pin from her mouth. "I saw her pick that thing up years ago," she tried again. "It was around this time of year, too. We were walking back through the woods, and there was a shooting star, and this sort of light fell off it, and we went to look, and there it was. It looked like a flame, but she was able to pick it up."
"Sounds like a firebird feather," said Nanny. "There used to be old stories about them. They pass through here. But if you touch their feathers, you'd better be damn sure of yourself, because the old stories say they burn in the presence of evil."
"Firebird? You mean a phoenix?" said Agnes. "Hodges Arg was going on about one."
"Haven't seen one go over for years," said Nanny. "Sometimes you see two or three at a time when I was a girl, just lights flying high up in the sky."
No, the phoenix. There's only one of it. That's the whole point," said Agnes.
"One of anything is no bloody use," said Nanny.
Granny Weatherwax smacked her lips, like someone emerging from a very deep sleep. Her eyelids flickered.
"Ah, I knew opening her box would work," said Nanny happily.
Granny Weatherwax's eyes opened. She stared straight up for a moment, and then swiveled them towards Nanny Og. She mumbled. Agnes hastily passed her the water bottle. She touched Granny's fingers, and they were as chilly as stone. The old witch took a gulp.
"Oh, it's you three," she whispered. "Why did you come here?"
"You told us to," said Agnes.
"No, I didn't," Granny snapped. "Wrote you a note, did I?"
"No, but the stuff," Agnes stopped. "Well, we thought you wanted us to."
"Three witches," said Granny. "Well, no reason why not. The maiden, the mother, and the..."
"Go carefully," Nanny Og warned.
The other one," said Granny. "That's up to you, I'm sure. It's not something about which I would venture any sort of opinion. So I expect you've got some dancing to be doing, and good day to you. I'll have my pillow back, thank you very much."
"You know there's vampires in Loncra?" Nanny demanded.
"Yes, they got invited."
"You know they're taking over?"
"Yes."
"So why did you run away up here?" said Agnes.
The temperature of a deep cave should remain constant, but suddenly...